Fight Club exclusive, Peter Navarro, Democrats call us fascist, and they put me in prison. By Hannah Knudsen on September 25, 2025. Democrats call us fascist, and they put me in prison. Senior Counselor for Trade and Manufacturing to President Trump, Peter Navarro, said during a special Founders Roundtable on Breitbart Fight Club on Thursday. When asked about the steps that can be taken to level the playing field and get the real accountability, Navarro began, "We know who the bad guys are and what they did. There's plenty been written and spoken about it. I think it's a matter of moving forward with subpoenas. I mean, I'd like to see, for example, subpoenaed. Hey, give him immunity, and then let him point to all the other people up the chain," he said, explaining that the entire leadership of the FBI for 8 years was compromised. They were weaponized, all the Washington field office. I mean these people, they need to be investigated. So, Rep. Jim Jordan started issuing some subpoenas. Follow, Sen. Chuck Grassley's lead. The DOJ and this FBI, I have the greatest confidence in. FBI Director, Kash Patel and, Attorney General, Pam Bondi, he said, emphasizing the need to accelerate the pace. Because I'm telling you, if they get the House back and in 2026, that's not going to be pretty, he said, listing some of the ramifications of the Democrats taking control. If you listen to the rhetoric of Rep. Jasmine Crockett, of Rep. Maxine Waters, of Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, of Sen. Cory Booker, of Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, I mean, shame on those people, Navarro said. They call us fascist, and they put me in prison, he said. Let me say that one more time. They call us fascist. They put me in prison. They put Bannon in prison, they bankrupted Giuliani. They're trying to bankrupt Lindell, everybody I serve where they cost millions of legal fees. That's who you are, Democrats on the Hill. So you out there in Fight Club land, we got to do everything we can, to hold all those people accountable, and, not let them get their hands back on power. I appreciate being with you guys, he added. Navarro's book, I Went to Prison So You Won't Have To, A Love and Lawfare Story in Trump Land, can be found here.